The election is hours away now, the big election for South Africa. The breakout party that everyone's been talking about is MK, but perhaps an even bigger breakout is from the Patriotic Alliance. In the 2019 election, the Patriotic Alliance got a sum total of 6,660 votes. Well, it's going to exponentially increase that by any standards. We're talking to the leader just ahead of the election, Gayton McKenzie. It's actually quite incredible, Gayton. There's been a lot of focus on MK. But if you look at the way Patriotic Alliance has improved from the last national election, it's out of all kilter. Where are you guys putting yourselves right now as we head into the big day, less than 48 hours away?
I think we have... good morning, Alec. Thanks for having me. I think we have three objectives, the Patriotic Alliance. Objective number one is to make sure that we get into the National Assembly and we get into all the provincial legislatures. That's our first objective. The second one is we are the seventh largest party at the moment. We want to go into the top five. That's the second one. And the third one is we want to make sure that we bring the DA and the ANC down under 50 in the Northern Cape, the ANC, and the Democratic Alliance under 50%. In fact, we want to bring both under 40%, excuse me. Those are, when we sit in meetings behind closed doors and we see what is it we want to achieve with this election, those are the three things that we would like to achieve at the Patriotic Alliance.
Why do you want to bring the ANC and the DA rather down to below 40%? What's driving that objective?
When you bring, let's start with the ANC. When you bring the ANC under 50%, let's say you bring them to 47%, they can still be saved by GOOT or any PAC or any party on the left. But it's going to be very hard for them in the Northern Cape when they, which we project they're going to get like 36%. It's going to be very hard for them to get a partner that makes us the kingmaker. The same in the Western Cape. The DA can, you know, the DA has been very good, like the ANC, in lying to the constituency. And they're not telling the true, you know, I hate people that can't bring bad news. That's one thing in my life. I hate people that can't bring bad news. You know, you got to be honest with people at times. And saying, listen, we got a challenge here, a serious challenge. But don't go around saying, like the ANC, we have no challenge in the Northern Cape. I can bet any amount of money with anybody that the ANC is going to get around 36-37% in the Northern Cape. We're hoping for the DA to fall. At the moment, we're projecting them in the Western Cape on 42%. We're hoping to bring them down to the same amount, like 37%. That's what we're hoping. At the moment, they're at 42%. But you see, when the DA is at 42%, they can still form a coalition with like-minded parties. But when they're in the 30s, it becomes very difficult to form a coalition when you have burned most of your bridges.
Are those bridges fully burnt, though, given that this is politics and people do sling off about each other? And, you know, you did offer an olive branch when we last spoke. That was rejected. You withdrew it. Is it not going to be all starting again from a level basis after the elections, after you actually can show what chips you've got to put into the whatever partnerships?
There's no bridge that is always fully burnt. Both of us have to go over that bridge. So you don't really burn a bridge fully. If you yourself have to cross that bridge also to reach your destination. But this is what's happening. Forget PA for a second. You know, the DA has not learned, and that's where I think the ANC beats them by a mile. The ANC beats the DA when it comes to, the DA has not learned how to be a good friend or a good partner. Once they can learn that, I think they can be a magnificent party. Let me make you an example. Forget Gayton McKenzie. We are like arch enemies. Let's take Action SA. The whole week leading up to this election, this week, the past 4 days, Michael Bowman been fighting with the DA, and they've been fighting with him simply because the DA is refusing to say they will not work with the ANC, which I want to speak about, the coalition between the DA and the ANC. And the DA, and they've been on each other's throats. Now, it's easy to pick on me, Gayton. Gayton, this guy. But, you know, Action SA is the best friend you can ever get in politics. The yes is the yes. The no is the no. I don't agree with them at most times, but you at least get total honesty from them. Now, if they fight with their own partners, Rise Mzansi, I think it's the best ally for the DA. They're also fighting with Rise Mzansi. Now, that's why I'm saying that, you see, with the ANC, we have a fallout now with the ANC, a massive fallout. It happened last week in Joburg, and I think it's even worse than our relationship with the DA. But in there, there's still that respect although we had a fallout. Like, for instance, the ANC last week, we refused to vote for the budget in the city of Joburg. Herman Mashaba then approached me and he said, "Will you vote with the multi-party coalition?" I said, "Yes," and I went on record. On Twitter, I went on record, I went public with that. The DA rejected that again. So the people, the suffering of the people of Joburg. And Herman Mashaba, you can call him here, you can call him that. You might just say, am I lying? The suffering of the people of Joburg must be put fully on them, because people mustn't say, I don't want to work with the DA. I would love to work with the DA. I'm not a beggar. The DA has made it abundantly clear. They don't want to work with us. And the last point I want to make, Alec. People going crazy, actually, I say that, yeah, the DA want to form a coalition with ANC. People think us becoming kingmakers is the best thing for us ever. It's not. It's the second best thing. The best thing for the Patriotic Alliance is for the Democratic Alliance and the ANC to form a coalition. There will be nothing left of the DA. The ANC, you know, if you look at history and you look at politics, parties, look at Zimbabwe. MDC formed a coalition with the very same party that was born to remove ZANU. They were birthed to remove ZANU. The DA was birthed to remove the ANC from power. You can go around the world. That story never ends well. And if the DA is to die today, the PA will be the biggest beneficiary. So we are young in political age, and we say, bring it on. 2026, there'll be nothing. So they don't scare us with, we're jealous. Let them go form a coalition. 2026, we'll just bring out all the posters, everything. They said, we're going to form a coalition. Who's the liar now?
Yeah, it's a very strange approach that the Democratic Alliance has taken, in that they alone can save South Africa and not the Constitution. But I guess let's leave that to the one side, because as you say, there are many examples of where parties have gone into coalitions. Liberal Democrats in the UK are a very well-instructed one as well, and clearly also in Zim. But as far as you guys are concerned, now what we've done on BizNews is we have asked our community to give us an indication of how they think the election is going to end. Not what they hope, but how they think. And this is using the wisdom of crowds. And this has come through. It's giving you 8 seats in the election coming forward. It's nearly 900 people who have voted so far, and that's within just a few hours. Where are you putting yourselves in the National Assembly? This is in the main government. 1.9%, just over 1.9% of the total vote. Where are you guys putting yourselves? You've given me good steers up to now, so I'd love to know whether our community is better than the poll.
The PA, I put us at around 25 seats. You know the variation. I put the PA at 25 seats in the National Assembly. That's where I put the Patriotic Alliance. I put the Patriotic Alliance at around 25 seats in the National Assembly.
That's a big number.
It's a massive number.
Yeah. And what is giving you that confidence? that you'll go from zero at the moment to 25 of 400 in total?
You know, a lot of parties can talk, but they have nothing to back it up with. Let me show you. We are the only party that has won a award in the Western, in Cape Town, in the past 15 years, outside the ANC and the DA. We are the only party that has taken more wards from the ANC than any party in South Africa. I want to repeat that. We are the only, we have taken more seats from the very same ANC that they say we are lucky of the ANC than any other party. We act.
But hang on. The IFP has taken 15 wards since November 2021 from the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. 15.
Is it not 11?
No, it's 15. I spoke to...
it's 15, then they have more. I know. We have taken what there was previously ANC wards. We have taken what was previously DA wards. Then the IFP must have beaten us. We thought it was 11. But here's the issue. The IFP only fights the ANC in one province. We've taken wards in Gauteng. We've taken wards in the Western Cape. We've taken wards in the Northern Cape. So basically, we are number two. But you look at our approach. We are the only party. Action SA is eating the lunch of the ANC in Soweto. Big time. Now, listen, they are forced in Soweto. IFP is eating the lunch in KZN. We make big inroads everywhere. That makes us basically the most fiercest opponent. Because if somebody just eats you from the left-hand side, you know how to prepare for them. But if somebody eats you from everywhere, that's your fiercest guy that you should fear. So I'm saying that we are hoping with 25%, or 25 seats in the National Assembly, that we want to be the kingmakers in South Africa. We want to decide. And here's the issue, like, quickly. As far as the DA is concerned, is that it's one of two things that's going to happen. The old guard will be deemed as the heroes of the party if they do well. Or the old guard will have to be removed. That's a fact that nobody wants to talk about, that the DA can't go on as usual, business as usual. It's the same as the ANC. If Ramaphosa does not win this election, he's toast. He's toast. And if Helen Zille and John Steyn isn't, doesn't win this election, they got rid of Musi because he lost 2% of the vote. And in my opinion, everybody says the DA will not smell 20%. I see all the polls still putting them at 26%. I'm like, you know, there's so many, talk about the pollsters. There's so many egos, there's so many reputations that's going to be broken. Well, people that is stature in opinion. We are keeping all this stuff. Let me tell you something. When the results come out, anybody that's putting the DA higher is smoking something. Anyone. Like, I cannot. Then you must have been paid, surely, or you're just playing around stupid. Because you've got your.
How important are these polls? Do, at the end of the day. Yeah, when people put out posters, etc., does the public look at that and say, "Oh, I want to be on this team because they're going to get 26%?" Do you have any insight into that?
No, I have insight into that. You see, the thing is that how you must just know, are they truthful? That's the first question you must ask. There's two questions you do ask. The first one is, are they truthful, and what role do they play? The fact of truthful, it answers itself evidently by looking at the different posters and their predictions. It's like butter and cheese. It's different. And that shows you that it's not as credible as the one must be right, the rest are just bullshitters. The second thing is people lean towards the party. These pollsters all have parties they are aligned to. And they put out the narrative because people want to be as winners. I saw after we fought Athlone Stadium, no party has had the guts in South Africa to go to the Western Cape and fill a stadium. No one. Everybody was scared. Because the Western Cape is a very difficult place to fill a stadium. We took that bullet and we filled Athlone Stadium. And I saw some reports saying we nearly filled Athlone Stadium. And I just laughed because we had to show away 4,000 people. Which caused a huge problem in our party because I even apologized when I started my speech that I'm sorry, we are overcapacitated. Now, pollsters, I think polls are for strippers. I don't take them serious. But in this election, they've all shown their hand. The smart ones, the very, very smart ones, they were like saying, yeah, we're just checking still because they're trying to get a feel closer to the election. The two parties that are in the biggest trouble in this election is the DA and the ANC. They are in massive trouble. The question that your listeners, particularly because they have a huge interest in, I've seen in the Democratic Alliance, is that why is it instead of the DA should show the people what they've done for them, but they are spending millions, hundreds and millions running adverts with Gaetan McKenzie's name on all radio stations, saying Gaetan McKenzie is going to vote for the ANC. Now, what you should be doing in an election is to tell people, you have to vote for me because I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Instead of telling people, don't vote for him. He's going to do this. Election, as we call it, is state for $8 advice. And they're doing none of that. They spend $400 million on election campaigns, posters, flyers, QR flyers, posters. They let a guy like Ellen Wendy go house to house in the colored community. He goes and gives posters like, Gaetan is a drug dealer. Colored men, sir. They know how I fight drug dealers. Now you come with that, what? He did it in Bagdin. I humiliated him there. They sent Ellen Zelle to the strongest place, Swartland. She did the same. Swartland is the DA's strongest base. We finished them in Swartland. That messaging irritates the people. The people want to know, show me what you have done so that I can continue to vote for you. But they've done nothing for the people. They have just looked after one side of the mountain. And now is the time where they have to show the other side of the mountain and they're unable to show what they've done there. And we are showing the people this is what we're going to do.
It's a very interesting election that we're going to have on Wednesday, and a lot of exposure will be coming thereafter. Interesting point you make as well about the stadium. Mr. Tlabisa from the IFP was saying, if you want to see what the support is like in KZN, have a look at the attendance at the Moses Mabhida. And he said the IFP was full, the stadium, and in fact, he reckons that there were as many people outside as well. So he's very confident. The polls put him at 2%. So there's a lot of, egg on faces or not, and maybe a lot of changes within political parties after this election. But Gaetan, give us your prediction. Give us how you're seeing things, the full-on breakdown. You're coming in at 25 seats, which, if I can work it out quickly, what's that, about 5% of the vote? What are you expecting for the rest of the National Assembly, in other words, Parliament?
I think this is my prediction. I start with a big parties. I'll give the ANC in this election, finally now, after seeing what they've done, I'll give them 40%. That's my prediction with the ANC. I give the DA 19%. In the select 19, between 17 and 19, but to be safe, let's say 18%, the Democratic Alliance. I leave the EFF at 10%. They're not growing. They will get, that is my prediction, that they will fall at around 10%. I look at, and you know, 5% is our base. We are not going under 5%. That's like if we've done average, which I don't think we're going to do, but let's leave it at that. I give the IFP 4%. Freedom Front Plus, 3%. Action, 4%. I give Action 4%. Rise Mzansi, I give 1.5%. Bosa, I give 1%.
MK?
What is the... MK.
MK.
MK, I give MK 5%. Sorry, 6%, 6%, 6%. Why I give MK 6% is that they have not used the Jacob Zuma factor. Jacob Zuma is very popular. And they've not used that, in my opinion. Outside Gauteng, they didn't have the right people in the Western Cape, in the Northwest, those areas. I don't think if they had the fire eaters on the ground that can leverage the support and the love people have for Jacob Zuma, and they match it with having the guys on the ground, because your ground game needs to be perfect. And that's what I'm thinking. You know, you look at Rising Zandi, they run a nice air campaign, but the ground game lacks the gravitas required to get massive seats. But I do think that they are a party for 2029. I think they're building up towards that community-based party over time, but it's too short for them.
That's a lovely prediction, Gayton.
That is my prediction. And then also with MK, I do think that the ANC's first wish is to have IFP-ANC coalition. That's their wish. I speak to people in the ANC. The ANC has absolutely no intention to donate votes to Jacob Zuma by going in a coalition with the ANC, with the DA. Because once they've done that, once they do that, a lot of the hardliners in the ANC, which is the majority, will go like, what? Are we? And they will gravitate towards the ANC, towards MK. But I do think that the surprise factor in this election, and it's not even arrogant speaking, and I mean, in 2 days, I wouldn't just take my reputation. I've made 10 predictions on your, 9 predictions on your show, and all 9 of them were spot on. All 9 predictions I made on your show, Alec, it turned out the way I told you it's going to turn out. And I'm saying to you now that watch the Patriotic Alliance. Nobody is going to grow as big as the Patriotic Alliance would grow from 6,600 votes to more than 500,000 votes. It's something. And then there's this wrong impression, just in court, if you allow me, that people judge me and look at me through how the DA projects me in the media. And for instance, I am totally for property rights. That's the biggest thing in this election, is immigration and property rights. The EFF wants to take away property rights. The EFF personalities are stronger than the ANC personalities. That plays out in the boardroom when we negotiate. My fight is to make sure that, because as a business person, as a successful business person, once you don't have property rights, you can forget about FDI. You can totally forget about that. No person has got 500 million will invest in any country where there's no property rights. They don't know that. The second thing is that we have to bring back law and order. We have to bring back the death penalty. I believe in that. We have to, people are killing 84 people in this country, which means we already have the death penalty for innocent people. But it's time that we now introduce it to people that are dangerous. And also for me, the fact that the expropriation of without compensation, it's not feasible. It will never work. It will never work. And that is what people are scared to say. As far as the Israel and Palestine war goes and whatever, people are so scared, politicians, to say what they want to say. I am being very clear that, you know, you need a two-state solution. You need to bring, South Africa is taking the wrong posture. You can't be a peacemaker if you've already chosen a site. I think I'm going to be the guy that's going to be able to broker peace between Palestine and Israel. And you might think it's an overestimation, but I've sat with the president of Israel and I saw a willingness for a two-state solution. Now that is a light going on. And for your listeners, I just want to say that, you know, don't feel disheartened by South Africa. A coalition is very good for the country. Because one thing I've learned about the coalition is that if there's one person at the top, he can take, and nobody got him. But I've seen, like now in the city of Joburg, they wanted to have 11 billion tender going out, 11 billion housing project, and Lifureng it's called. And we stopped it. We said, we're not going to vote for this. This thing reeks of, it reeks of corruption. We need more questions that the ANC must answer now before we vote for something like that. And they are now busy putting the answers together that we've asked. So I'm saying that whether PA is part of a coalition government or not, it is prudent that the coalition government in South Africa will be better than this one-party state. And guns is the last thing, if you allow me to say. You know, there's this thing I want to make it very clear. I see everybody jumping on this gun-free nonsense. Alec, that's absolute rubbish. I was a criminal. And what the criminal fears is for a victim to might or might not, might be armed. That's what you fear as a criminal. If that guy's got guns, we need to arm people more. Because criminals, I know gangsters that have a cachet of arms. They got like 300 guns, gangsters in the gangs. And when you take away the only thing that stands between life and death for ordinary citizens, so under the PA government, there will be, we will make it more easier to obtain a firearm. We'll make it more difficult for criminals to have guns and make it easier, because at the moment, it's vice versa. So tell your listeners, stop voting the way that you vote. If you want law and order, if you want the guy that comes in to deal with all this rubbish, vote for the Patriotic Alliance on Spizani.
Gaitan, it's been so lovely talking with you today and in the lead up to the election. What you didn't mention was that you've also done what Rishi Sunak has done in the UK. You're bringing back conscription. That's part of your manifesto as well, which is interesting to see that in the UK, this guy's talking about that as well.
No, but apart from, you know, one thing that people must always, when somebody does something bad, there's always lessons in it. I tell you, every white guy I meet currently, some of them work for me, and they're so skilled, and the man has finished, let's say, with the grade 5. And you ask him, where did you learn to do this? He says, the army, sir. When did you learn to cook like this? The army, sir. So the army is not a Skopskit and donor. We have to bring people to the army instead of paying them 500 to sit at home and make them welfare dependent for the rest of their lives. We need to go and teach them a skill while they are working in the army.
Fascinating insight, and not far from the truth about my estimation or my experience as well. Gaitan McKenzie, the leader of the Patriotic Alliance, and I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.